It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
The title of this message is Dealing with Your Enemies God's Way. Dealing with your enemies God's way. You know, there's a way to deal with your enemy, and you could just take your enemy out and kill him or whatever. But then there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is destruction. So we're going to look quickly into how God would like us to deal with our enemies. You know, Jesus told us in the last days that many are going to be offended, or things or adversities are going to come your way that's going to cause some people to stumble and some people to get off track and some people to get out of the faith and out of the word of God. The Bible lets us know that in the last days, things are going to be different. Wake up, somebody say, wake up, you're living in the last days, you know. Some people say, well, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe she did that. I can't believe what's going on. Wake up and know that you're in the last days and you haven't seen nothing yet. The Bible lets us know that in the last days, people are going to be without natural affection. The Bible lets us know that in the last days, people are going to be hateful, boastful, disrespectful, and caught up in themselves. And the one agenda that they have is to be all they want to be, not considering their neighbor. But this is not the position that the believers are to take. So we've got to understand that as believers, we've been called to a higher call, and we have to do things God's way. Why don't you look at somebody and say, it's time to do things God's way? So this message is what? How to deal with your enemies God's way. How do you overcome your enemies? Oh, if you don't have an enemy right now, you got somebody there that you don't understand is your enemy. We are in a place right now that there's adversities and things that will come your way as believer. But how do you deal with it God's way? How do you overcome? How do you become victorious God's way? So let's define what is an enemy. And I hope you have your Bible, because we're going to be going through several passages of scriptures as the Lord lead. But let's start out. What is an enemy? An enemy is one hostile to another one. One who hates and desires or attempts to injure another. A foe, an adversary, as an enemy of or to a person. An enemy to the truth. An enemy, one who's hostile, hates, wants to bring injury, to another person. So we have to ask ourselves, so who is the enemy? Who is your enemy? Now, I'm talking to the believers. I'm talking to those that say, oh, I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. I'm talking to those that the Holy Ghost is drawing you right now and telling you, come closer. So who is your enemy? Well, get your Bible or jot this down. 1 Peter 5:8-9 clearly defines who the enemy is. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, because we want to stress some things. Who is your enemy? Who is your enemy when you're trying to do the right thing? Who is your enemy where you are on this journey and you're determined to please the Lord? Who is the enemy? Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Is it that one that sit beside you in church? Is it your employer? Who is your enemy? Is it the drug dealer? Is it the prostitute? Oh man, maybe it's the game banger. Who is the enemy? I hope you got it. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Oh, this message is going to be so tight. I want you to be prepared, because it's going to call us into a place of godliness that few enter in. You know, Jesus said the way is straight and is narrow, and few people are going to be able to walk this word. But let's first identify the enemy. Somebody said, give me the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. You could do it if when you're empowered by the Holy Ghost. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Amplified version. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, Satan is your enemy. That enemy of yours, oh my God, the devil roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. The enemy, according to the Bible, is Satan, the devil. Now, is he going to manifest himself to you like whatever? No, he's going to operate, my God, through situations and people and all of that. So understand that when someone opposes you or do harm to you or seek to hurt you or whatever, it brings adversity in your life, look behind the scenes, look past the instrument that Satan is using and understand that it's Satan behind it. That's your enemy. Now let's go back to verse 9. Withstand him. Don't strike out at people. Oh, my Lord Jesus. But gird yourself. And we're going to talk about that, how you gird yourself. But withstand him. Be firm in faith, not in your flesh. In faith in who Jesus Christ is. In faith in what the blood of Jesus has done in your life. In faith and know that you have ministering angels that are surrounded about you if you fear God. And they're there to gird you up and defend you. Be firm in faith against his onset. Rooted, established, strong. How you gonna be firm in the faith? Rooted. Established, oh my God, strong, immovable, and determined. On this walk, you've got to be determined to please God, knowing that the same, come on somebody, walk with me now, the same identical suffering. Oh yeah, this walk is going to call you into a place of suffering sometimes. The same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians, throughout the world. You're not by yourself when the adversary of his name Satan or the devil comes against you. But there's an opposition against the body of Christ. I'm talking about spiritual opposition against those who want to do good. Oh my Lord. I can hear Paul say, every time I want to do good, evil is always present. Now, this is not to scare you or shake you, but to let you know that God is for you, but be aware of what's going on. How to deal with your enemies God's way. Be firm footed. Be stable. Be ready to produce the good news of God's word. Oh my God. So now let's see, let's shift. You know, because we realize that God has called us into what? To be peaceful. Look at somebody say, God called you to be peaceful. See, being peaceful does not mean that you are weak. To be peaceful does not call you to compromise. To be peaceful, oh my God, does not mean that you ever won't ever run into a storm. Jesus was in a storm and he commanded peace to come to that storm. He said the same power that he has imparted that power unto you. The same works that he's doing, he's called you to do those works and greater. Read your Bible, John 14. So we got to understand that what? You can look at a situation that's in total chaos, and by the authority of Jesus Christ, you can say, peace, be still. Oh, somebody need to look in their houses, look at the homes, and look at the children, and look at chaos in your life and say, what? Peace. Be still. God has called us to peace with power and authority that can command peace in the situation. Matthew 5:9. Let's look at it. The Bible lets us know that you've been called to peace. Blessed. I'm going to the Amplified version again. Blessed, enjoying happiness spiritually, prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions. Look at somebody say, regardless of what's going on outside, regardless of what's going on around me, I can still be blessed. I can still be happy. I can still be spiritually prosperous. I can still have life and joy and satisfaction in God's favor, regardless of what's going on around me, regardless of what the enemy of my soul wants to bring against me. I can still be blessed. I want you to look at somebody and say, I'm blessed, and I know I'm blessed. It says, regardless of what your outward condition. Are the makers, come on, we're going to shift. Are the makers and maintainers of peace. See, to get into that place of blessing, to get in that place where everything around you could be in a state of chaos, but you inwardly know who God is and still walking in prosperity, still walking in the goodness of the Lord, still walking in the love of Jesus Christ. It says what? You got to be a maker and a maintainer of peace, for they shall be called, oh, somebody walk with me, you shall be called what? The children of God. You shall be called what? The sons of God. You shall be called the sons of God. Sometimes there's conflict, but you got to know that you've got to be called what? A child of God, a son or a daughter, oh my God, of God. You're going to find conflict in the body of Christ. Somebody's still out there searching for the perfect church. I tell you now, you can stop your search. I heard one preacher say that even if you found it, once you walk in the door, it's not perfect anymore. See, we got to understand that there is no perfect church. Why? Because there are no perfect group of people. We are striving for maturity and striving for perfection and striving to walk in stability. So you're going to find that there are different levels of people in every church. Some that are walked into maturity and some that are babes and some that are just walking in and they still got issues. So when you get to a church, what? You learn to be stable. But there's going to be some conflict. So let's look at how the Bible says, how do I handle conflict in a church setting? Oh, and see, there we go. Conflict in a church setting. Conflict in the body of Christ. Look at your brother and your sister. Say, I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to fight with you. Come on. 2 Thessalonians 3:14-16. Why don't you look at that? We're still in the Amplified Bible. Let's deal with how God wants us as believers to deal with conflict. But if anyone in the church refuses to obey what we say in this letter, and this is Paul writing this letter to the church of Thessalonica, he said, take note of that person. Do not associate with him. In other words, take note of that person and don't just join yourself to somebody that's not following the word of God. Don't get caught up in that. Look at somebody, say, stay out of the drama. Don't get caught up in there so that he may be ashamed. Do you realize that people will become ashamed if you just shut it down, leave it alone? Look at them like they got two heads when they start gossiping and murmuring, complaining and finding fault with everything and everybody. The scriptures tell us don't become a part of that. But look at this. Do not regard him as an enemy, because you got to understand that Satan is using that individual.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.